Hey, Fighters. Welcome to Friday Fails. We have officially entered estimate collector season. And what that means is every year in the early spring, all the high C's, those that want all the details of the project laid out in advance and well-planned, or just those lonely people that want to see how many contractors they can milk for all their knowledge for free in advance of doing their project, come out of the woodwork and light up our phones and start wasting our time. And there's one inevitable result from this cycle that happens every year. And that's it. The sales mindset of many contractors starts to go to shit. We start second-guessing ourselves because we hear too many no's. We're looking up at our tracking board and seeing zero after zero after zero on the close rate. And we start going down the rabbit hole of doom and second-guessing ourselves. So what are the three main areas I see contractors and myself in the past second-guessing ourselves this time of year from too many no's? One is we start second-guessing our process. You know, we've got sales processes so we can remove chaos from our business, whether that's asking for photos or videos, running them through our website so they go past some of our features, benefits, our pricing and everything before they reach out to us, just to kind of condition them for what to expect. We start second-guessing this shit when we start getting no's. And we think that we have to become more accessible, become contractor sluts, and just run out to these homeowners because any obstacle is obviously the problem to getting the yes. So we start throwing everything out the window and screwing ourselves. Second thing we start doing is negotiating against ourselves. You know, it's like we start second guessing our pricing. Every objection I get is a price objection for the most part. Most times people aren't, oh, you can't get here fast enough, Dan, or your crew's too efficient. They throw pricing out because it's a simple objection. It's kind of the first thing that jumps out of your mouth kind of when you're walking around the store and the sales dude comes up and asks you if he can help you. You're like, no, I'm just looking. I just came to this fucking mall 20 miles from my house on a shitty snowy day to walk around the electronics department for shits and giggles. People just throw those things out as muscle memory, and they're very rarely the problem. So don't start second-guessing your pricing just because people are telling you you're too expensive if you have historical proof that this pricing has worked for you in the past. And I think the third and probably the worst thing that happens for people when they start getting too many no's is they start comparing themselves to others. And, you know, comparison is just an ugly fucking dimension of the human mind. And in contracting, we tend to start listening to the guy bragging at the lumberyard or something about how he's booked out 10 months or all of this crap. And you start going, man, I'm only booked out fucking 8 weeks and I must be doing something wrong. But you don't realize the old Chuck in the truck there is a one-man show. He can't scale his labor capacity whatsoever. He dedicates the month of March to go to a couple home shows and pass out flyers saying that he'll beat any qualified bid by 25% or whatever, just so he can stack his schedule to the horizon and spend the rest of the summer on his knees chasing nickels. So don't start comparing yourself to others. Everybody's business is different. Everybody's business knowledge is different. My suggestion there is just focus on you, improve you, and kind of throw some blinders on, pretend you are the only girl at the dance. So tips, what can you do when you start seeing your sales mindset going sideways? The first is know your numbers. What I mean by that is job cost every project. So you know, not only if you are making money, but how much money are you making? The result of that, when combined with production rates that are accurate for what you or your crews could put out, make you pretty much unfuckable when it comes to price. It's like, you know what you need to charge. You know how much money you need to make on a job. You know how much money you are making on these jobs. And once you see that math, it can't be unseen. And so if you have questions about how to do that stuff, look on our site. We've got our break-even calculator is an amazing tool that just shows you everything you need to do to plug in for labor and materials and sales price and kind of spit out your gross profit and see in black and white whether you're going to make any money. Secondly, is have some historical data. Just like job costing helps you know if your pricing is right, historical data regarding lead flow, closing rate, job size, all of this crap takes the guesswork when you start going down the rabbit hole of doom. You know, I used to, every August around here, everyone goes on vacation and the phones go dead August 1, and it's literally fucking crickets nonstop. And for years and years, I would start panicking as August got further. It doesn't matter how busy my schedule was. It's just like the phone's not ringing. I'm a sales dude. I don't get sales. I started just getting negative on myself until I accumulated enough data going back, you know, a decade plus that I could look back every year, see the call count for August, how many leads were coming in, how many jobs were getting closed, et cetera. And suddenly I realized that this August wasn't a unicorn. This August was part of a pattern that existed for as long as I'd owned my business, and to stop being a bitch to my emotions, because not only were they not real, as emotions often can be, but they're completely contrary to the objective data that I'd been diligently collecting all these years for exactly this purpose. And the final way to just kind of get out of the no hole is take the pressure off of having to close leads by burying yourself in leads. And that's not to say just go sign up for Home Advisor or Angie's List or any of those other shitbox companies just to have your phone ringing for no reason. You want to, you know, as we always talk about, build your brand so customers are looking for you. But more importantly, know your ideal client. Define exactly who they are, what makes them tick, where they live, what circles they hang out in, and then direct all your marketing to those people. Not only will you get more leads, the leads you get will be far more qualified after you run them through your sales process, and you'll find your closing rate is going up. And even more importantly than that is that it's a lot easier if you have to close two jobs a week, for example. I'd rather have 20 leads to do that with than three or four leads to do that with, because that's a hell of a lot of pressure on me. So with that, hope you all are kicking ass, fighting back the head trash from getting a couple of no's. If you are struggling with this, take advantage of some of the tips I just dropped, apply them to your business, and you should see things start turning around. So with that, thanks for joining Friday Fails. We'll see you next week.